purpose will govern everything.
那一个旨意是管理着
这
个事情。
So it is said here.
这里这样讲。
Which he purpose in himself.
是在他里面下的旨意，都在他里面。
Yeah, he purpose that purpose in himself.
是在他里面。
He does not consult anybody.
他没有去请教别人。
Because there was nobody there.
因为没有别人在那里。
He purposed in himself.
他是在他里面定了这个旨意。
According to his good pleasure.
是按照他所喜悦的美意。
But it is a mystery.
哦，这是一个奥秘。
Why? Because it is in himself.
因为是在他自己里面。
Nobody knows.
哦，没有人晓得。
That is a mystery, a secret.
哦，这个本身就是一个秘密，一个奥秘。
You know, God,
你知道神
has a top secret.
啊，有一个最高的秘密。
And He knows how to keep secret.
啊，他神知道怎么样守秘密啊。
You know, we do not know how to keep secret.
啊，我们不知道怎么守秘密。
We say, let me tell you a secret.
啊，我告诉你一个秘密啊。
And the secret is out.
啊，这个秘密就出来了。
We do not know how to keep a secret.
啊，我们不知道怎么样守秘密。
But God knows how to keep a secret.
但是神知道怎么样守秘密。
He purposed that purpose even before the foundation of the world.
他定了那个旨意是在创立世界以前。
But He never tell anybody.
啊，他从来没有告诉过任何。
The angels do not know it.
天使不晓得。
Man do not know it.
人不晓得。
Through the ages,
历史历代以来，
nobody knows the mystery of His will.
没有人知道他旨意的奥秘。
And yet you find God is working.
你就发现神在那里工作。
It says for the administration of the fullness of time.
说要照所安排的在日期满足的时候。
Now the administration.
这所安排的。
Simply means, you know, the word in the original means management of household affairs.
哦，你知道这一个安排在原文里面说是管理家事。
You know, God has a household affair.
因为神有一些家事。
And he manages it.
哦，他管理这些事情。
He has a plan.
啊，他有一个计划。
He has a counsel.
哦，他有一个计划。
And then according to that plan, he will just work it out.
根据这个计划，他就把这些安排带出来。
You know, God is like not like man.
啊，你知道神跟人不一样。
When we do things,
当我们做事情的时候，
we may not think it out beforehand.
我们有的时候可能没有想清楚就做。
Therefore, you find there are many things that are accidental, incidental.
你会发现很多事情啊是意外的，是就是这样突然发生的。
Things come by chance.
就是这样突然发生的。
But God never does.
但神不是这样。
You find that when God is a God of purpose.
因为你知道神是那位有旨意的神。
And after he set down his purpose,
当他定了他的旨意，
then he will lay a plan.
他就安排了一个计划。
And he will manage that plan.
他就管理这个计划。
Through times,
借着日子。
You know, time is the agent of God's administration.
你知道这些的日期就是神管理的那个执行的。
You find that God set time after time.
你知道神在安排日期，一段日期。
So in some version he said dispensations.
所以在有的翻译就说是时代。
God planned time after time.
神的计划是日期过一段日期。
Age after age.
年代过一个年代。
And gradually work out his purpose.
渐渐地把他的旨意带出来。
But he never told anybody what that purpose was.
但他从来没有告诉任何人那一个旨意是什么。
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候，
here and there he dropped some hint.
在这里在那里他有一些的有些的暗示。
Sometimes he used a personal history.
有人他用一个人的历史。
And to drop some hint.
给我们一点的暗示。
And make that person as a type of that purpose.
然后叫那个人成为他这个旨意的预表。
But it's just a little bit of it.
那只是一点点而已。
And sometimes he will use some words.
有的时候他用着一些的话语。
Sometimes use some prophecy.
用一些先知的预言。
Sometimes he will even use an object lesson like a tabernacle.
或者是用一些的事物好像是会幕。
So here and there you'll find God is dropping some suggestion and some hints.
所以你看到在这里在那里神就告诉我们一点点。
But still nobody knew.
但是还是没有人。
What was God doing?
神在做什么事情
？What is he really aiming at？
他实在的目的是什么
？What is the mystery？
这个奥秘是什么
？You know it has not been revealed through the ages。
因为在历史历代都没有显明。
You ask Abraham, Abraham said, "Well, I faintly see something."
如果你问亚伯拉罕，他说我知道看到一点点。
But I really don't know.
但我又不清楚。
You ask Moses, Moses will say the same thing.
你问摩西，摩西也会这样
告诉你。You ask Elijah or Ezekiel.
你问以利亚、以西结也是这样。
Any of the prophets.
或者其他的先知。
And they say, well, I do catch a glimpse of something.
我只是看到了一点点。
But I don't know what that is.
但是我也不知道里面实在的意思。
But thank God.
感谢神
That mystery of his will
那一个他旨意的奥秘
is now being revealed
现在向我们显明出来
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
You cannot know God unless he reveals it to you
弟兄姊妹你不能够认识神除非他向你显现
So here you find in Ephesians chapter 3
所以你在以弗所第三章里面
Paul said As you read You know, I know that mystery.
保罗，他说你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
Because that mystery is now being revealed to the apostles and the prophets.
因为这个奥秘已经启示了他的圣使徒和先知。
So today we know what the mystery is.
今天我们知道那个奥秘是什么。
The eternal purpose of God.Is now made known to us.
神永远的旨意现在已经向我们启示出来。
So when we see what that purpose is,
当我们看到那个旨意是什么
，then when we look back to history,
当我们回过历史
，when we read the Old Testament,
当我们读旧约的时候
，you'll find that everything becomes clear.
你就发现每一件事情都清楚了。
God is working out His purpose.
神把他的旨意带出来
And what is that purpose?
那他的旨意是什么
And he said here
他告诉我们
To head up all things in the Christ The things in the heavens And the things upon the earth
是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一
To head upAll things in Christ.
叫一切在基督里面同归于一。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
what is God's eternal purpose?
神永远的旨意是什么
God's eternal purpose,
神永远的旨意
is not something.
不是一切的东西。
God's eternal purpose is someone.
神永远的旨意乃是那一位。
In that purpose, he has one person in mind.
在他旨意的里面，他只有一个人。
And that man,
那个人
is his beloved son.
就是他的爱子。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
when we talk about the eternal purpose of God,
当我们讲到神永远的旨意的时候
you find that it is so all-inclusive.
你发现那是包罗万有的。
No one can measure the width and length and depth and height.
没有人能够明白它是多么的长阔高深。
And yet, brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
it is all summed up in Christ.
就是在基督里面同归于一。
You know, when youread the Old Testament.
当你读旧约的时候
you find that are many commandments and many laws.
你发现有很多的律法，很多的典章。
Even with the Ten Commandments, you have ten.
就是在这个实践里面啊，有十个。
And yet, Paul in the book of Romans.
哦，把我在罗马书里面告诉我。
He said,
他说
，whatever commandment it may be.
哦，不论是什么样的诫命。
Whether it is a thou shalt not covet.
哦，也就是说，你们不能
贪心。
你们不能够贪心。
Thou shalt not kill.
哦，你不可杀人。
And so on and so forth.
哦，一直这样一。讲下去。
He said, whatever commandments or law it may be.
哦，不管是什么样的诫命律法。
They are all being summed up in one.
都是在一个里面来表明出来。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
就是要你们爱你们邻舍如爱你们自己。
Because love is the sum of all law.
因为爱就包容了一切的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
you find that in this universe there are so many things.
你在这个宇宙中里面有许许多多的事情。
Things in the heavens and things upon the earth.
天上的地上的事情。
There are angels, thousands and thousands of angels.
有成千上万的天使。
And there are countless people on this earth.
哦，在地上有数不清的人。
And you have mountains and rivers and trees and birds.
哦，到处充满了山川、树木、飞鸟。
Numberless.
哦，数不清的。
And yet,
但是
there is only one.
那只有一位。
They are all summed in Christ.
万有在基督里面要同归于一。
In other words,
换句话说
，everything will express Christ.
所有每一个事物都要彰显基督
，and everything would point back to Christ.
每一样事情都归到基督那里去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，this is God's eternal purpose.
这是神永远的旨意。
God's eternal purpose is a person.
神永远的旨意乃是那一位。
He loved His only begotten Son.
他爱他的独生子。
And for His Son, He does everything.
为他儿子他做一切的事情。
Aside from his son, he does nothing.
哦，离开他的儿子他什么也不做。
If God open up his heart to you,
神如果把他的心向你打开，
what do you see in that heart?
你在他心里面看到的是什么？
You know, I have to confess.
我要这样的承认。
Because in the past,
因为在过去
I always had this concept.
我一直有这样的观念
that in the heart of God, there are two, not one.
在神的心意里面有两件事。
One is His Son.
一件是他的儿子。
The other is the church, or we.
另外是教会，是我们。
Is it right or wrong?
对不对呢？
It seemed to be very right to me for a long, long time.
哦，很多年以来我都觉得这是对的。
Because in the eternal purpose of God,
因为在神永远的旨意里面，
you do find that there is His Son.
你实在看到那是他的儿子。
That is in chapter 1 of Ephesians 9 and 10.
以弗所书第一章九十两节。
But when you come to Ephesians chapter 3,
当你看到以弗所第三章的时候，
you find there is another thing in the eternal purpose of God.
你看到在神永远的旨意里面又有另外一件事情。
Which is purpose in Christ Jesus.
就是在基督耶稣里面的奥秘。
And that is the church.
这是教会。
Which you find in verse 11,
第三章十一节。
10 and 11.
第十一节.
And so I always felt that in the heart of God there are two.
所以我觉得在神心意的里面有两件。
And they are equal.
好像是相等的。
But one day,
但是有一天,
I woke up.
我醒过来。
I saw in the heart of God only one person.
我看到在神心里面只有一位。
His beloved son.
就是他的爱子。
Aside from that son, there is nothing.
除他儿子以外，什么都没有了。
I cannot see myself there.
我在那里没有看到我自己。
I'm not that important. to God.
对神来讲，我不是那么重要。
I'm nothing.
我不算什么。
I'm not there.
我不在那里。
There is only Christ.
在那里只有基督。
But I look further.
但我再看下去。
I look into the heart of Christ.
我看基督的心。
I saw the church.
我看到教会。
I saw myself there.
我看到我在那里。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
do you see this?
你看到吗？
In the heart of God, there is only His Son.
在神的心意里面只有他的儿子。
Everything comes out of His Son.
一切都是从他儿子里面出来。
Everything will return to His Son.
也万有都归到他儿子里面。
Aside from His Son, God sees nothing.
在离开他儿子，神什么也看不见。
Whatever is not of His Son,is not in God.
不是出于儿子的，就不在神心里。
No matter how good it is, God will not have it.
不管是多么好的事情，神也不要。
Only His Son.
唯有他的儿子。
To head of all things in Christ.
叫万有在基督里面同归于一。
But thank God.
感谢神。
When you look into the heart of Christ,
当你看基督的心的时候，
you find the church there.
你看到教会，
you find you there.
你在里面，
we are all there.
我们都在那里。
Because to our Lord Jesus,
因为对于我们的主耶稣来讲，
we are His treasure.
我们是他的宝贝。
For us, He is willing to give up everything.
为我们，他舍弃一切。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
it is very simple.
非常的简单。
What is the eternal purpose of God?
什么是神永远的旨意？
Christ is the eternal purpose of God.
基督是神永远的旨意。
Now, if we hold fast Christ,
如果我们能够持定基督，
then everything will fall into the right place.
所有的事情都会达到应该达到的地方。
If we do not allow Christ to be our all,
如果我们不让基督成为我们的一切，
then you'll find we miss somewhere.
你就会发现我们在那里迷失了。
So in our lives,
在我们的生命里面，
we need to purpose a purpose.
我们需要有这样的旨意。
We need to take God's purpose to be our purpose.
我们需要以基督耶稣，我是需要以神的旨意为我们的旨意。
God, aside from your Son,
除了你的儿子以外，
let there be nothing in my life.
神啊，让我生命里面没有其他的。
Anything that is not of thy Son,
任何东西如果不是出于你儿子的，
is an offense to thee.
对你是那样的顶撞。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see this.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有这样的看见。
Our whole life must be taken up with Christ.
我们的整个的人生愿意被基督来占有。
Let Christ be everything to us.
让基督成为我们的一切。
You know, God has made him head over all things.
神叫万有在基督里面同归于一。
For the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
为了教会，就是他的身体，是那充满万有所充满的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Now I hope you begin to see.
我希望你现在能够开始看见，
How glorious, how blessed to know the eternal purpose of God.
这是多么荣耀，多么蒙福，我们能够知道神永远的旨意。
And how practical it is.
而且这是多么的，对我们来讲是多么的实际。
So may the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
We do thank thee because it pleases thee to reveal thy Son in us.
我们
看到哦，当你把你的儿子向我们启示出来的时候，多么叫你的心得着喜悦。
We do praise and thank thee that thy son is thy all.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你的儿子是你的一切。
And we do pray that he will be all in all to us.
我们实在是这样的祈求，让他也成为我们的一切。
We acknowledge that in our lives we are far from it.
我们承认在我们的生活里面，我们离这个太远。
We need thy revelation.
我们需要你的启示。
We need thy light to expose us.
我们需要你的光来照亮我们。
We need thy grace to deliver us.
我们需要你的恩典来拯救我们。
That Christ truly may be all and in all to us.
让基督实在成为我们的一切。
That thy eternal purpose may be fulfilled even in us.
让你永远的旨意在我们的身上能够成就。
To the praise of thy glory.
让你的荣耀得着称赞。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。